Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Last Call. I'm here with Raul. I'm Daniel. And today, Thursday, we're going to be talking about Week 11 of the NFL, who we think will win, and the scores of those games. Let's start off with the Browns versus the Steelers. What do you think?
I think the Steelers are going to beat the Browns pretty easily. I think they're going to win 21-10, whether Kareem Hunt comes back today or not.
He is going to come back today. He came back last week.
Well, I still think they're going to lose. I think this is not their year, and they're not going to do anything.
I think that if the Browns want to have a chance to make it to the playoffs, they need to win this game. This is an important game for them, and I think they will come out. They just got the game against the Bills, and I think they will come out and perform against the Steelers. It's going to be a hard game. I don't think it's going to be a very one-sided game. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think that the Browns are going to take it with Nick Chubb's Baker Mayfield and Kareem Hunt back, and I think that trio is just going to do good. All right, what's the next game?
They've been playing together this whole time, and they still...
Actually, Kareem Hunt wasn't in, and now he's in, and they need to win this game. Like I said, they need to win this game.
Yeah, Danny thinks that they have a chance of going to the playoffs. They have no chance. Even if they win this game, they still don't have a chance to go to the playoffs.
I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying for the chance of going, you know?
There's no way there can be a wild card team. They got the Ravens in their division. There's no way they're going to...
Hey, you don't know. You don't know.
All right, whatever. next game, I got the Falcons versus Panthers. After that big victory, I think the Falcons are going to win again. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think they're going to win 24-20. And that's what I think. Who do you think is going to win?
I also think the Falcons are going to win off of that big win against the Saints. I think they're going to continue with the hype. Go make it to the beat the Panthers. Yeah, sorry.
All right, cool. And the next game is the Cowboys versus Lions. I think the Cowboys are going to win this game pretty easily, 30-14. There's Matthew Stafford. Obviously, he messed up his back. He's not going to play, and I think they kind of have no chance against the Cowboys.
Dak Prescott, yeah. Same. But I don't think it's going to be 30 to how much you said?
14.
30-14. I think it's going to be 7-21. I mean, not that off.
But. All right. And this next game, I think it's going to be a great game. It's going to be the Jags versus the Colts. I got the Colts winning a tight one, 27-24. Jacoby comes back, and Nick Foles comes back for the Jags, but I still think the Colts are good enough to win this game.
I think the Jags are going to win. Nick Foles is going to come back. I think it's going to be a close one, definitely, because he has to get back into the groove of things, you know what I mean, get back into the NFL. But we'll see, you know what I mean? But I think it's going to be a tight game. It could go really either way.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this game. I still think the Colts could go to the Super Bowl if my boy Jacoby Brissett stays healthy, man. So, I think they're going to win this game.
And he's not going.
The next game is the Bills versus Dolphins.
Dude, the Dolphins are going to clutch up, dude. What am I telling you, dude? The Dolphins are going to win this game, and then they're going to win the rest of the season, like how Rolito said.
I think the Dolphins are going to win again. They're going to win 23-20. And Fitzmagic is going to do his thing.
I don't think it's going to be that much of a score. I think it's going to be 10-14.
All right, cool. So now we got the Ravens versus Texans. Big game, big AFC matchup. Yeah. I am going to take the Ravens on this one, 37-27. Yeah, I just don't see the Ravens losing this game.
I don't see the Ravens losing. Weren't they just on their bye week? I think they're going to come back from their bye week. And
I don't know. I haven't checked. But if they did, then they'll be extra prepared. But
yeah,
I think they're going to win.
I think they're going to win.
And the next game is the Vikings versus Broncos. The Vikings are going to win easily. Yeah. I got it 24-10.
Yeah.
The Broncos suck. So
yeah, they're bad.
And the Vikings are one of the best teams in the league. So yeah.
Once they gave us Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel Sanders?
Yeah, from the Broncos.
Oh, yeah. The next game is the Jets versus Redskins. I got the Jets on this one just because I like their fans and their chants. The Jets chants.
Jets dream to fly to space with the Jets.
Jets don't go to space, Danny. Those are called space shuttles.
Shuttles.
And I got it
22-20. I think the Redskins are going to win, just to contradict you. I think they're going to go...
yeah, well, I got the Jets 22-20, like I said. And then next game is Saints versus Tampa. Saints versus Tampa. I think the Saints are going to win. I think they're going to win 27-23. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a close game. But I think the Saints got embarrassed last week, and I think they're going to just win at the end.
I don't think it's going to be a close game. I think the Saints are going to come back from that loss from the Falcons, and then they're going to maybe get 27-13.
I don't know. I think Tampa's better than that. They've been playing pretty good.
Yeah, but the Saints, you know, after that embarrassing loss.
It's a division game, too, so you never know.
That is true, but I think the Saints are a good team, and if they're as good as everybody says they are, I think they should be able to win this game.
I think they're going to win, too, and never said that they weren't. All right, so next game is Raiders versus Bengals. I got the Raiders 31-23. The Bengals stink. They suck. They're horrible. They're tanking. They're the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton should get freaking just out of there. I don't know what's going on, but whatever. I got the Raiders winning that game.
Yeah, the Raiders are winning for sure.
Yeah, and next game, the Patriots come after their bye versus the Eagles. And I think the Eagles have to kind of win this game. Their division is tight. They all equally suck, except for the Redskins. They suck even more. But their division freaking sucks. But they got the Patriots, and I think the Patriots are going to win 27-21.
Yeah, I think the Patriots are also going to win coming off that bye week. But we'll see.
And the next game is in Mexico City, Chiefs versus Chargers. I want you to go first. Who do you think is going to win this game?
Chiefs versus Chargers. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game against the Chargers. I think it will be... I think Mahomes will step up again like he did last week, but this time I think he's going to get the win. I think it will be 27-7.
Oh, well, I got the upset here. I think the Chargers are going to win 34-27. I don't know.
I think the Chiefs have to come back and get this win with Mahomes and all those Kelce and all those players.
And the last game is the 49ers versus Cardinals. I got the 49ers winning 27-14. I think they're gonna I think they're gonna win not very easily, but I think they're going to win. I don't know.
I think they're going to win, too, but I don't think it's going to be that much points. I feel like it's going to be a very defensive game because I'm pretty sure the 49ers are going to have Emmanuel Sanders, George Kittle. I'm not sure about DJ Jones, but I think it's going to be a very defense-filled game. I think it'll be maybe 14-6.
Yeah, because Emmanuel Sanders hasn't practiced all week. Kittle hasn't practiced in 2 weeks. Yeah. I don't know how long they're going to be out. Breida got an ankle problem. Obviously, Robbie Gould has a quad.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Jones has a groin. Joe Staley and his finger. And Coleman didn't practice today, but he's not injured at all. I think it's like some personal shit. I don't know.
Yeah, but I hope he's all right. I think it's going to be a defense-filled game just of those reasons. But, you know, we'll see. It's still a divisional game.
Yeah, and like I said, since we talk about our division, the Seahawks are on their bye and the Rams, so they're on their bye week. And obviously, we face the Cardinals, so whatever. And I think the Colts at the end of this week are going to tie the Texans in their division, and the Raiders are going to tie the Chiefs in their division. It's just what I think.
What do you think are going to be the most biggest games of the week?
The biggest games?
I think one of the biggest games is going to be the Browns versus Steelers tonight.
I don't think so because the Steelers are trying to be in the wild card and the Browns have no chance in even being in the wild card or anything. I think they're really inconsistent. I think they were really overhyped and their record shows it. And I think the biggest game is going to be the Jags versus Colts.
That is going to be a good game?
Hell yeah.
Well, we'll see how the cookie crumbles.
I guess.
All right, so let's switch gears to Kaepernick. Kaepernick is going to have a private training on Saturday in Atlanta. And what do you think about it?
I think he's good enough to play in the NFL. I think he has been pretty good. Like, I think he was good his whole career with the Niners. Even when the Niners weren't doing good, when they were going down, he still played good.
Yeah.
But apparently the favorites to get him are the Bengals and Steelers. That's the latest news I saw. I think the Bears should try their best to get him.
Yeah, the Bears, yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens. Because at the same time, I don't know. I just have a feeling the NFL just don't want him there. I think they're just doing this just to say that they did it. I still don't think they're going to sign him.
I mean, I don't know. But we'll see what happens with him. It's a private thing, so there's going to be no media there. But coaches could be there, GM, stuff like that. I don't think people will be there because it's going to be on a Saturday. People are going to be preparing for their game on Sunday or Monday or whatever.
What do you mean people? Like what people?
The coaches.
Well, duh.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that they'll still get the videotapes from how we did. And, yeah, who do you think would be a prime person, a prime team that will pick them up?
Like I said, apparently from the news, it's the Bengals and Steelers.
Yeah, I know from the news, but who do you think?
I think he should go to the Bears.
The Bears? Yeah, I think so, too.
His career, he played with good defenses. I think the Bears kind of underachieved this season, because everybody was saying that how they were a Super Bowl team or whatever. Clearly not.
Do you think there's a chance for Kaepernick to return to San Francisco?
No. I don't even think he would want to come back.
That is true.
But I'll take him right away. But obviously.
Yeah, I think Kyle Shanahan wouldn't do anything like that. Just because they're working on Jimmy Garoppolo. But it's fun to talk about.
And Jed York is still the owner. So as long as Jed York is the owner, Kaepernick will never be there. Eric Reid will never be there. Yeah, because obviously got rid of him. So, yeah, and I think I saw some shit on TV of saying how Eric Reid thinks it's like a media stunt or some shit like that. I do understand that. I think in some ways it could be true because it kind of gave him a late notice. They gave Cap a late notice, but apparently he said that he's been training every day for the last 3 years, but...
Kaepernick said that he's ready. I'm pretty sure he posted a tweet saying that he's been waiting for this opportunity and he's been training a lot. Do you think if he returns, do you think he'll be the same Kaepernick as he was 3 years ago?
I don't know. I don't think he is going to return in the NFL. I
hope he does because, you know, he was a fun person to watch, and I hope he does. We'll see what happens. We'll see if it was just a publicity stunt or if they really want to see him play again. I think he could still be a great player because, you know, he's rested. He's well rested his mind. I think if he rejoins back, it's going to be very fun to watch.
Well, even if he does come back, he's not going to be the same as how he used to be because he hasn't played. He hasn't got hit like that in a while, so you still don't. You never know. But like I said, I don't think they're going to take him back. Yeah, it's sad, but it's just how it is. And, yeah, that's that. We'll see what, like I said, we'll see what happens. We'll definitely talk about it next week.
We'll see what happens after Saturday.
Well, all right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll probably do another podcast, maybe Saturday or tomorrow. I don't know. We don't know yet, but we'll see what we talk about. And
thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys later. Thanks. Bye.